Give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples and talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his name, and let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Good morning and welcome to Taylor Tabernacle Live. Welcome to our Taylor family. Welcome to our Taylor friends who are joining us live via Facebook and YouTube. I also want to greet those in the sanctuary and say thank you for joining us at the tabernacle. I do want to add a side note that those of us who are in the sanctuary, we will still please exit by the side ramp door at the conclusion of service. And anyone who has a cellular device, we ask that you place them on silence or airplane mode as not to interrupt the service for our guests. Amen. And at this time, I would like everyone who is able to please stand. I invite you to stand on your feet as we open with our morning prayer. And then I will ask you to continue standing as we share in God's word for the morning scripture, which will be Galatians chapter 6, verses 6 through 10. Again, our scripture will be coming from Galatians 6, 6 through 10. Let us pray. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? There is a cross for everyone. There is a cross for you and a cross for me. Our Father and our God, we thank you. We thank you for blessing us to see just one more day. Lord, we lift up to you everyone who we love, all our friends and all our family, everyone we care about. We ask, Lord, that you bless them and meet each and every one of their individual needs. May your peace and your joy fill our cups. Lord, let our cups run and run over. And may your grace sustain us from day to day. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for being our healer. We thank you for being our protector. And we thank you for being our provider. We just thank you, Lord, for every good thing that comes from your hands. Lord, we commit this day to you, and we ask that you go before us. We ask all these blessings in the name of the only begotten, Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. And again, if you have your Bibles, our scripture will be coming from Galatians chapter 6, verses 6 through 10. And I will be reading from the New King James Version. Verse 6. Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us all do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Amen? Amen? And I will ask you to please stay on your feet as I introduce our pastor and turn the service over to him. Elder Jonathan E. Ford, thank you.
Now unto him that is able to keep us from stumbling and falling, the one who only is able to present us faultless before God and the host of angels. Lord, we thank you for this another day that we have to assemble ourselves in your house and gather around your word. So we ask that you would sow good seed into good ground, that it might spring forth into everlasting life. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated all over the sanctuary. Good morning to you. Good morning to everybody. So glad to see our young people here today for the gardening classes. Good morning to you. Good morning to all of those that are joining us via the internet. Hey, we're going to get right to it. If you have your Bibles, I'm going to invite you to turn with me to the Gospel of St. Mark. And at the end of that chapter, you will find a short story regarding Jesus, the disciples, and a storm. Mark, the fourth chapter, verse 35. We're going to add to the witness out of the Old Testament, and that's Isaiah 43, verses 1 through 3. Amen? So our primary text is going to be at the end of Mark 4, verses 35 through 41. And then out of the Old Testament, I'm just going to look at a few verses out of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Amen? If you have that, I'm going to invite you to stand with me. I know you say, well, Pat, we just sat down. I know. You got to get your exercise in somewhere. Now, I'm going to be reading out of the New King James Version. That's the translation that I have. I'm going to ask that you follow along. You may have a different translation, but the story will be the same. Amen? Verse 35 says, on the same day, I'm just going to pause there. The same day is the same day that he taught all of the parables, right? It took us a month to get through all of the parables that Jesus taught. But the reality is he taught all of them on one day. And so what Mark is saying is at the conclusion of that day, after all the teaching, this is where he picks up. He says, on the same day when evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over to the other side. Now, when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and other little boats were also with him. The great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. Filling meaning filling with water. But he, referring to Jesus, was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. They woke him, said to him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Then he arose, he rebuked the wind, and he said to the sea, peace, be still. The wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him? Amen. Let's just flip over to Isaiah and add to the witness. Isaiah 43 and 1, familiar passage. But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. And I have called you by your name, and you are mine. Verse 2, he says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you go through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel is your Savior. Amen? That's a good word, right? What I want to talk about this Sunday morning, this is a very important sermon. What I want to talk about this morning is the key to surviving a storm. Okay? This morning, I'm going to give you the key to surviving a storm. Right? I'm going to tell you why it's important. Because in life, you will have storms. Right? I mean, there's just no two ways about it. If you live this life, you are going to encounter a storm. Okay? What I'm glad about it is that God has now given us the key so that we can survive the storms that are guaranteed to come. Are you with me on that? So you see why this is an important sermon? Because we're all going to face it. So you will either need this sermon today or tomorrow, but you're going to need it. Are you with me on that? Here you go. Let's do this before we get into it. While you're standing, I know Deacon Abrams had you turn your phone off. Do me a favor. Everybody, even if you're at home watching this, take your cell phone out. I want you to text or call somebody and tell them to tune in to this message. Okay? That's how serious I am. Don't watch it. Text them now. You ain't doing nothing but sleeping. Get up and you tell them, my pastor is preaching and giving to us today the key to surviving the storm. Okay? After you text somebody or call them or DM them, whatever you got to do, put it out on Gram, get it out. But tell them, get up now, turn up, get in, get this sermon, because the pastor's going to give you the key. Now, not the pastor, Jesus really gives, he gives us the key to surviving the storm. All right? Now, after you've done that, you may be seated. If you keep standing, I will assume you don't have a phone or friends. But after you text, call, or whatever, have a seat, and we'll get into the message. But tell somebody to tune in. Okay, here it is. All right, so here we go. Let's jump right to it. We know we will have storms. We know we will have trouble because Jesus famously says in John chapter 16, he says what? In this world, you will have trouble, right? That's not me saying that. That's not you saying that. That's not Oprah or anyone else. That's Jesus Christ saying, in this life, you will have trouble. And just so you, if you didn't make the connection, all trouble is a storm. When people talk about the storms of life, that's trouble. Unexpected storms, unexpected trouble just pop up in your life, and now you find yourself in the middle of a storm. But in that same verse, Jesus also says, be of good cheer. Because I have overcome the world. Right? What he's saying is, be of good cheer because I have the key to surviving a storm. He said, if you just walk with me, if you follow him, he said, I'll give you the same key. So that when the storms come that are inevitable, you will be able to survive the storm. Here it is. Let's jump right into this text. Here it is. Verse 35. It says, on the same day when evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over to the other
slide.
All right? Jesus said, let us cross over to the other side. It was not the ideal of the disciples, nor was it the suggestion of the crowd. But notice what the text says. Mark said, Jesus said. All right? If you're with me in the spirit, you're halfway down the road. Jesus said, let what? Us, me and you, all of us, all of my disciples, all of those who came back to have me explained, but he said to all, he said, let us go to the other side. All right? So Jesus went with them. Are you with me? If you're with me in the spirit, raise your hand. If you're with me in the spirit, you're down the road. So here it is. This is what I want you to get. Jesus was on the boat. He was, I'm telling you, if you're with me in the spirit, you got this, you're literally halfway through the sermon. Right? Right? Fine. All the kids are here. Even at home, just ask somebody, just ask them, is Jesus on your boat? I'm trying to give you the key to surviving the storm. And one of the keys you gotta have to survive the storm, you gotta have Jesus on the boat. If you got it, say I got it. Here it is. Let's get into this story. Jesus, he said, let us go to the other side. Jesus is on the boat. And let's also remember who Jesus is. Jesus is the Son of God. While he's the Son of Man, he's also the Son of God. So not only is he on the boat, watch this. This will help you. I'm pretty sure he knew the storm was coming. I'm trying to give y'all this sermon. Y'all got to do better than this. Jesus said, it wasn't the disciples, nor was it the crowd. Jesus said, let us go to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. And this is just me. You may not believe this, but I believe this. I believe Jesus knew the storm was coming. Do you believe that? But in spite of the coming storm, he still tells the disciples, come on, let's go to the other side. Right? Are you with me? Let me give you, this is a footnote. Storms are only tests. That's all a storm is. It's not meant to kill you, hurt you, or mess you up. All a storm is a test. Okay? Jesus said, let us go to the other side. He's in the boat with them. Are you with me? Here it is, 36, 37. When they had left the multitude, they took him in the boat as he was. And remember, Jesus taught the parables where? Out on the boat. He pushed out from shore so the people weren't all up against him. He can have some room. And he chose. So he was already in the boat. So they kept him in that boat. They said, well, Jesus, you stay in that boat. Everybody else get in these other boats and let's head out. You follow what I'm saying? He said, so that's what they're doing. He said there were other little boats with him. Verse 37 says, and a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. Are you with me? He's finished preaching. Says to the disciples, let's go to the other side. They keep him in the boat. All the other guys get another. And now they're going across the sea. And as they're going across the sea, the Bible says a storm came. And if you really dig into it, it's not only that a storm came, but this storm came out of nowhere. It wasn't like it was cloudy outside and they could see the storm. If you read the text, the inference is they were sailing on smooth waters and out of nowhere came a storm. Now watch this. Let me see how many witnesses can I get? How many of you have been sailing along in life, everything okay, everything all right, and out of nowhere comes a storm? Can somebody say amen somewhere? Can I get a witness? If that's your testimony. Now, maybe you haven't encountered it. Let me tell you about storms. The storms as they relate to life. There are only three positions you can be in a storm. You're either on this side of the storm and the storm is in front of you. Or you can be in the storm. That means you're not looking at this. You're in it right now. Or you can either be on the other side of a storm. That's the only three places you can be in a storm. You can be before it, you can be in it, or you can be just on the other side of the storm. So the question you've got to ask yourself and whoever's sitting next to you is, where are you in the storm? Are you at a point in your life where everything is okay? If you are, that means you're before the storm. Ask them and say, where are you in the storm? If they say, man, all hell's breaking out. You say, yep, you in the storm. That's why you're breaking. All hell's breaking because you in the storm. You're taking on water. You're taking wind. Or if you find them and you ask them, where are you in your storm? And if they start dancing and shouting, then you know they just came out. Right? You know they just came out of the storm. Right? Ask somebody, say, where are you in the storm? Somebody is going to thank me today for this message. Or they're going to thank me tomorrow, because somewhere in between there, you are going to encounter a storm, right? Here it is. Get back to it. Here's the storm. They said a great windstorm arose. So now you got wind blowing against you, headwinds. Then he says what? And the waves beat into the boat. Now get this. So that it was already filling with water. This was not just any kind of storm, but the storm was so severe that it took on the properties of a hurricane. The hurricane was so severe with the force of the wind and the violent position of the waves. Mark says that the boat began to take on water and was starting to go down. The worst thing you can ever have happen to a boat that is at sea is take on water. You'll make it through a wave. You'll make it through a wind. But once your boat starts taking on water, it's just a matter of time before you start going down. And the disciples. Now look, now notice who the disciples are. You got James and John, sons of fishermen. You got Peter and Andrew, fishermen themselves. These were no amateurs on the water. These were skilled seamen. But the storm was so violent to them, even they were afraid and said that the boat is going down. So look what they do. So look what the text says. So, but Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they woke him and said, teacher, do you not perish? Do you not care that we are perishing? These guys had been on the sea long enough times to say, I've never seen a storm like this. And if we don't do something quick, the boat and everybody on it is going down. Touch your neighbor and say, I'm going down. I'm in a storm and I don't think I'm going to make it. And I'm on my way down. So the disciples woke Jesus. Here it is. Get this. Get this. I want you to check out what Jesus was doing. I'm getting ready to give you the key. Here it is. The text said he was in the stern, the back part. Get this. Asleep on a pillow. The key to surviving a storm is to make sure you have. I wish I had a real church. Aaron, I'd preach this if I had a real church. Look, look. Get this, Khalil. He didn't have a raft. He didn't have a life jacket. The Bible says all he had was a pillow. Not only did he have a pillow, but Mark said he was sound. Everybody else yelling, screaming, buckets trying to throw water, but Jesus in the hind part of the ship was asleep on a pillow. My message to my church, if you want to survive the storms of life, make sure you have. Here it is, here it is. He had a pillow. Watch this. Jesus was doing in the storm, get this, what the gardener does after he comes out of the field. Mark said the gardener sows seed, after which he goes home and goes to bed. He sleeps at night. He awakens in the morning. And he doesn't know how. Right in the middle of the storm, Jesus got a pillow and went to sleep. Not worried, not afraid, not scared. He knew. He trusted the Father will bring me out of the storm. Somebody shout yes. Jesus does what the gardener does. He goes to sleep. Here it is. Disciples, frantic, all upset, don't know what to do. They awake Jesus. Now, watch this. Get this and you got the sermon. Now, how many of you have ever been blessed by overhearing someone else's conversation? Has that ever occurred? I'm not saying you were being nosy. I'm just saying you were sitting close enough to hear what they were saying. And what they were saying blessed you. Right? Get this. He's not talking to the disciples. But if I'm going to get this key in your hand, I want you to listen to what he says. Are you guys with me? Look at what the text says. The text says, he arose, he rebuked the wind. And then this is what he said. He said, peace, be still. The Bible said the wind ceased. And out on the sea, there was a great calm. I read it in another translation. This is what it said. It said, Jesus arose and said, be quiet and calm down. Now listen, he's talking to the wind, talking to the sea. But let us overhear what he's saying and apply it to our own lives. Jesus said, be quiet and calm down. Y'all still not getting it. Hear this. Try this out. So this morning, I go to get my dad. And I got to his house early. I was ahead of time. So I got there early. So came in. My dad had the door open with the screen. And like you're feeling, there was a beautiful breeze coming in this morning. So my dad's, I'm early. He's not ready. He's kibitzing around, getting stuff together. We're talking. He eventually goes in his room to get himself together. And so I sit in one of his chairs. He's got one of those, you know how those seniors get their chair all cuffy, the legs, the gall, all that stuff. So listen, when my dad left to get dressed, watch this, it got quiet. Because he stopped talking. He went in the other room. Because it was quiet, I began to get relaxed, and I began to sink back in that old chair. Before my dad left, he said, when I was preaching to him, he said, do you want a cup of tea? I said, yes. That'll be good. Some of the tea on my throat, all that. He fixed the tea. He boiled the water and had everything out. I told him everything I wanted in my tea. He didn't make it. I said, Dad, I'll make it. You go get ready. He went in there to get ready. So here I am. The room's quiet. Breeze lapping over me. And I'm relaxed. Guess what happened in about 38 seconds? My mouth was open. Look, I still got a stain on my shirt now. Drool started coming out of my mouth. Watch this. Get it. Because when you get quiet and calm down, it's just a matter of time before you what? Fall asleep. This is where I wish I had my real church. Jesus told the wind, you get quiet. He said, waves, you calm down. But I want to be like where the disciples and overhear that conversation between the master and his creation. And if they would have applied it to themselves, they would have done like Jesus did. Jesus got in the boat and he got quiet. No more preaching. Preaching's no parable's over. He found himself a quiet place in the back of the boat. I don't know if you've ever been on a boat, but as long as the sea is calm, it rocks you a little. Those soft waves get up under that boat, and it's very relaxing. And if you're not careful, you just go off to sleep. Jesus got calm, and he got quiet. So much so he fell asleep that when the storms arose, watch this, if the disciples didn't wake him, he would have slept through the storms. The key to surviving the storm, you need a pillow so that you can go to sleep while the wind is raging. The waves are beating. If you got your pillow, you can sleep through it. It doesn't matter how bad the storm. If you got your pillow. No. Not yet. Here it is. Look at someone say, you got your pillow. Here it is. Get this. Wait a minute. Pastor, you're telling me the only thing I need to get through a storm is to take my pillow. Well, if I got the pillow, how do I use it in the middle of a storm? Because most of us are going to do what the disciples did. We're going to start yelling and screaming. We're going to start trying to fix it ourselves, throwing out water. Listen to what Jesus now says to the disciples. Here it is. So now he says to them, he already talked to the storm, now he's going to talk to you. And he says this, why are you so fearful? He says it, you gotta imagine his voice. He says it almost in disbelief. He's like, how are you so fearful? Watch this. These were the same guys that had saw him cast demons out. These were the same guys that had seen him heal a man of leprosy. These were the same guys that saw him raise Peter's mother-in-law up off her deathbed. These were the same guys that had witnessed all manner of healings, all manners of miracles, all manners of power, yet they were fearful. Watch this. Not only had they seen his power, watch this, they had also heard his teaching. Listen what the book says. The book says, faith cometh by hearing. He said, as long as you keep receiving the word, your faith ought to grow. But in spite of all of that, the disciples were fearful. Look what he says. How is it that you're so fearful? And how is it that you have no faith? Jesus said, I can understand why they don't have any faith. Because they don't halfway believe what I'm saying anyway. But you that are close to me, you that come back for explanation and understanding, by now, you ought to have more faith. You've seen my power. You've heard my word. Where is your faith? Get this. The pillow only works if you have enough faith. It won't work. You can have a pillow, but if you're still worried, you can have a pillow, but if you're still upset, anxious, nervous, doubting, the pillow won't work. The pillow only works when you have faith in God. It's not enough just to have the pillow if you don't believe in the God that neither slumbers nor sleeps. Somebody say yes. Look at somebody and tell them it won't work. Your pillow. Watch this. I don't even need the Bible. You're going to help me witness this out. I can prove the pillow won't work. That's why when you go to bed last night, you tossed and turned all night long, worried about this. Now you got your pillow in the bed, satin cloth over it. If you slobber on your pillows, you probably got a towel over it. So you don't, that's too much information. Sorry, Jermaine. But you know what I'm saying? All of you guys went to bed last night on a pillow, but you didn't get any sleep at all because you were still worried, still nervous, still anxious. You don't have the level of faith that you ought to have by now. Preaching every Sunday, prayer, Bible study every week. By now, you ought to have more faith and less fear.
be it. By now, you ought to trust God more than you ever had before. By now, you ought to be further up the road of salvation. But where is your faith?
These guys were with him every day. Watch this. They had more fear than they had faith. Get this. So the pillow won't work. They got the key, but it doesn't unlock the door because they don't have the faith. Now, look at Jesus. The Bible said he got him a pillow. Before he could put his head on it, he was fast asleep. I'll give you this and I quit. Jesus went to sleep. Watch this. Disciples say to Jesus, "Teacher, careth not that we perish." That's what they said, right? And what they meant is, we're literally going to drown to death. If this ship keeps taking on water from the wind, from the waves, it's just a matter of time before the ship goes down. And when it goes down, we're going to go down with it. Right? That's what they're doing. Jesus in the back, sleep. Watch this. If you get it, you got it. But if you don't, well, I don't, whatever. Here it is. Listen. Get this. That couldn't happen. Get it. Get this. Jesus could not die in a sea on a boat, because he was destined to die on a cross, on a hill called Golgotha. He was going to die, but not that day. And not that way. He had a purpose and a destiny to get to Jerusalem and to die on an all-rugged cross. Here it is. I'm fooling around, but I'm going to give it to you. The storm can't kill you, because that's not God's plan for your life. It may push against you. It may throw water on you. But it won't kill you. It won't destroy your family. Because God's got a plan for your life. All you need is faith in God. Somebody shout yes. Just tell somebody, say, look, say the storm can't kill you. They were worried about something that couldn't even happen. Because if they died, Jesus died. And I just told you, Jesus could not die that way on that day. He had a destiny. Here it is. I'm finished. Here it is. Here it is. Come on, guys. Let's tune it up. I'm going to give you this and we're finished with it. Here it is. Here it is. He got quiet, goes to sleep. You got to have less fear, more faith. And they were exceedingly fear. Here it is. These guys were Jewish boys. And as Jewish boys, they would have known the Old Testament. They would have had to. Hebrews, they grow up learning the law. Day one. But like many of us, they had forgotten the word. That's why Jesus was so amazed and said, "You still have no faith?" Here it is. Here's the witness, Isaiah 43. Get this and we're done. He said, "When you pass through the water," I wish I had a real church. He said, "I will be with you. When you go through the rivers," listen, "they shall in no wise overtake you, because I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, and I am your Savior." Touch your neighbor and say, "You can't die, because God is going to bring you through the storm." Isaiah wrote later that no weapon formed, no storm, no wind, no wave formed against you shall be able to prosper. God is going to bring you through the storm. Just take your pillow. You will, I will survive the storm. Give the Lord a praise right now. Yes. Yes. I got the key. I got the key. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I got my pillow. I got my... Yeah! Woo! This is it. This is it. Listen what Proverbs 3:24 says. He says, "When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep shall be sweet." I wish I had a witness. The psalmist picked it up. 3 and 5, and he said this. He said, "I laid down and I went to sleep. When I awoke in safety, for the Lord God was watching over me." Touch 3 people and just tell them, "You're going to come out of the storm." Come on, tell them, "You're coming out. You're coming out. The storm can't kill you. You're coming out, because the storm shall not overtake you." Yeah! Woo! Yes! I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I got my pillow. I'm coming out. I got my pillow. I got my faith. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I can't die. The storm shall not overtake. Yes. Yes. Woo. Hey. Yes. 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 I got my pillow. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. yes, I got my pillow and I'm coming through the storm. Yes, yes, I won't die today. I got my pillow and I'm coming out. Yes, 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 yes again. Yes again. Yeah, 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 yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. 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 Look at somebody and just tell them it's time to go to sleep. Jesus said, cast all your cares upon me and then go to sleep. Give him a break. Yes. 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 I'm going to sleep through it. I'm going to sleep through it. Yes. Somebody help me. Give the Lord a praise right now. Here it is. Here it is. Help somebody next to you. Just tell them, sleep through it. Sleep through the storm. Sleep through the wind. Sleep through the wave. All you gotta have is your pillow. Sleep through it. Sleep through the night. Sleep through the dark season. Sleep through the hurt in your body. He will bring you out. Go for it. Yes. Yes, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sleep through it. I'm going to sleep through it. Because no weapon formed against me shall be able.
Amen. Amen. The key to surviving a storm. The key to surviving the storm. Job says, man who is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. And like the pastor said, you can only be in three places during a storm. You can be before the storm, in the midst of the storm, or on the other side of the storm. For when God has brought you through. But you need the faith. You need the faith to trust in God to help carry you through that storm. So you need to be a part of a church, a Bible-believing church, where the Word of God is preached and taught. So if you would like to contact us, if that message has stirred your heart, please go to our website, www.taylortabernacle.com, and visit our contact us page and leave your name and your information, or just simply call the church at 215-748-5478 and leave us a message, and someone from our staff will contact you and discuss the next steps of your journey on your Christian walk. And in addition, if you have a prayer request, again, visit our website, TaylorTabernacle.com, and go to our prayer request page. Or again, just contact the church at 215-748-4578. Leave a voicemail and someone will respond to you. Remember, you can always hit subscribe on the YouTube page and follow us on Facebook so that you will remain informed on all our weekly updates and gatherings. Amen. And at this time, we will transition to our time of giving. And I will turn the service over to our sister Cassandra McCoy.
Good morning, Taylor family and friends. At this time, we will gather to worship through giving. You may give through one of three ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, or also by U.S. Postal Mail. To give by text, text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link with instructions. We now have the option that you can pay, make an offering to our pastor or a preacher. Simply select pastor or preacher on the drop-down. To give through our website, go to TaylorTabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. mail, please send check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. For those gathered in the sanctuary today, you will find two offering baskets next to the side ramp door, one for your tithes and offerings and one for the preacher. Please place your sealed envelopes in the baskets as you exit the sanctuary. As always, we thank you for your continued support of this ministry.
God bless you, Taylor. Hey, just a couple quick announcements. First and foremost, our gardening class is kicking off today, immediately after service here in the yard. Thank God for all of our children who are here. Just a reminder, adults are also invited if you want to participate in the gardening classes. The next one will be on August 22nd. So it's every other week, not every week, but every other week. So August 22nd is going to be our next gardening class. Please make sure you are a part of it. Also, I want to add my voice this coming Saturday, August 14th at 12 noon. Taylor Tabernacle, in partnership with Clutch Kings Motorcycle Club and with Mainline Reform Temple out on the Main Line, we are going to have a gun violence Prevention Program. Our program is geared towards young people. We're gearing it towards young people because just a few weeks, all of our kids will be back in school, okay? It'll be new, it'll be haven't been in a long time, so they're going back. And if you are like me and just hearing the news, you know what gun violence is doing in our city. Just reported last week, Philadelphia now leads the nation in homicides. And a lot of them are occurring in West Philadelphia. Okay? And so what we're doing, we want to arm our young people who are getting ready to go back in the school, around friends, around people, different neighborhoods. And I hate to say it, but there is a very high probability they're going to get exposed to a firearm, directly, indirectly, some kind of way. I think it would be foolish of us to think that they're not. So what we want to do before they go back, we want to equip them with information. What to do if your friend has a firearm? What to do if someone in your school brings in a weapon? What do you do? We're going to be talking about that this Saturday at noon. What do you do as a young person? You go back to school and you now become a victim of bullying. Most young people just bear it in silence. This Saturday, we're going to give you information about what to do if you're being bullied, what to do if you're experiencing cyber bullying. People bullying you through social media. Are you guys getting that where I'm going? It is imperative that your son, your daughter, your grandson, your granddaughter, your niece, your nephew is here this Saturday at noon. We're bringing in the best and the best. The best firemen, the best policemen. In addition to all of that, we're going to have a career fair. We're going to be talking about careers after high school, after college. You got to start talking to your kids about that stuff now, not when they graduate, now. Start setting their expectations higher. Start letting them know there's another way against the street life. So all of that's going to be happening Saturday at noon. To top it off, because we're gearing it towards young people, listen to this. We have over 100 backpacks stuffed. I didn't say filled, stuffed. I saw one of them that can't even close the zipper. That's how much stuff. School supplies, notebooks, notepads, pens, pencil, rulers, sharpeners, all types of stuff, healthy snacks. So they're not only going to get a backpack, it's going to be loaded with school supplies. Get your kids down here this Saturday. We have over 100 backpacks. And we have one goal on Saturday. Give out all of them. Give out all of them. Make sure your child is here. I want them to come so they can get exposed to the information. I want them to come so as parents they can get a backpack that saves you some money, which you don't have to put out. The church is providing it. Be a part of that. It's happening this Saturday. Program starts at 12, and like I say, we're bringing in the best of the best. Our state representative, Joanna McClinton, she's coming. She heard about what we're doing. She said, I'm coming. I'm coming to be a part of that program. Brett Williams from the Anti-Violence Prevention Network here in Philadelphia, he is their board chairman. Okay? He is the highest ranking official in that. He said, Pastor Ford, I'm coming. He said, you got young people? I'm coming. He's got a testimony. You need to have your kids here and hear this young man's story. All right? So that's this. I can't stress it enough. Bring, you got a niece. You got a nephew. You got a godson. So get them down here to the church. We're giving away 100 backpacks, and we're loading them with knowledge and wisdom to help them as they go throughout the year. All right? So keep that in mind. I just wanted to add my voice to that. Probably the most significant event we're doing this entire year. Make sure you and your family are a part of it. Amen. Come on, shall we stand? Once again, you've been an incredible church.
appreciate your attentiveness, your attention to the Word of God. The Bible tells us we ought to give more earnest heed, right, to the things of God. I believe we've done that this morning. So, Father in heaven, go with us. Stand by us. Fight for us. Stand up strong in the heart and the life of believers everywhere. God, and help us to get through the storms of life. We believe you're going to bring us out. And that's why we're taking our pillow. Everywhere we go, we're just going to rest in your promises. Rest in your love. Rest in your care. Trust and never doubt. We know, God, that you will bring us out. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, Taylor Nation. Love you. Be good. Be happy.